This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will take oath as the Prime Minister for the third time on Sunday. The oath-taking ceremony will be held at 6 p.m. at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Union Minister Prahlad Joshi informed this during the NDA Parliamentary Party meeting in New Delhi today. President Draupadi Murmu will administer the oath to Narendra Modi and his new cabinet. In a related development, the NDA leaders met the President and staked claim to form the new government at the centre. Earlier in the day, NDA Parliamentary Party unanimously elected Narendra Modi as its leader. During the NDA Parliamentary Party meeting at the Central Hall of the Old Parliament building in New Delhi, senior BJP leader and Union Minister Rajnath Singh moved a proposal to elect Mr. Modi as NDA leader, and it was supported by the leaders of all NDA allies. Mr. Modi has also been elected as the leader of BJP in Lok Sabha and BJP Parliamentary Party. Proposing the name of Mr. Modi, Rajnath Singh said he is the most suitable person for these posts. Union Minister Amit Shah and Nitin Gadkari seconded the proposal. TDP Chief Chandrababu Naidu said the NDA government, under the visionary leadership of Narendra Modi, has witnessed remarkable progress and transformation. Extending his support to Prime Minister Modi, Bihar Chief Minister and JDU President Nitish Kumar said they will work together under Mr. Modi's leadership. Maharashtra Chief Minister and Shiv Sena Shinde Group Leader Eknath Shinde, LJPR Chief Chirag Paswan, NCP Leader Ajit Pawar, Jan Sena Chief Pawan Kalyan, Apna Dal S Leader Anupriya Patel and JDS Leader HD Kumaraswamy also supported the proposal. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said NDA is not a group of parties that have come together for power, but it is an alliance committed to work with the spirit of nation first. He said NDA is the most successful alliance in India's history and its aim will be to reach unanimity in all decisions. Mr. Modi said today the people of the country have given NDA an opportunity to serve them by forming the government in 22 states. BJP President JP Nadda highlighted NDA's victory in Lok Sabha elections for the third consecutive year. He said the BJP's success in Odisha and Andhra Pradesh is praiseworthy. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that every moment of his life is dedicated to upholding the noble values enshrined in the Constitution of India, given by Dr. Baba Saheb Ambedkar. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "It is only due to the Constitution that a person like me, born into poverty and in a backward family, is able to serve the nation." He said the country's constitution gives crores of people hope, strength and dignity. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge has demanded a high-level probe to investigate the alleged irregularities in the NEET exam. In a social media post today, Mr. Kharge said a high-level investigation should be conducted under the supervision of the Supreme Court. He alleged that paper leaks, rigging and corruption have become an integral part of many examinations, including NEET. He blamed the government for irregularities in the exams. The Reserve Bank of India today decided to keep the policy repo rate unchanged at 6.5% for the eighth time in a row. Consequently, the standing deposit facility rate remains at 6.25% and the marginal standing facility rate and bank rate at 6.75%. The RBI has said it is considering to set up a digital payments intelligence platform to mitigate payment fraud risks. In this regard, the Central Bank has constituted a committee under the chairmanship of former MD and CEO of National Payments Corporation of India, Mr. A.P. Hota, to examine its various aspects. The committee is expected to give its recommendations within 2 months. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has predicted heatwave conditions over parts of East India, Uttar Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh during the next 4 days. During the next 2 days, maximum temperature will rise by about 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over East India. Heat wave will also prevail over Jharkhand, Bihar, Odisha, Punjab and Haryana. And with that, we end this news bulletin.